Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
The Madison State Journal recently reported that Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin will announce plans to stop performing RU 486 abortions. The decision came days after the state passed Act 217, the Coercive and Webcam Abortion Prevention Act, which went into effect last month. RU 486 abortions account for 26% of abortions in Wisconsin. Planned Parenthood CEO Terry Hike told the State Journal that Planned Parenthood will still provide surgical abortions at clinics in Milwaukee, Madison, and Appleton. Hike characterized the law as vague and problematic. She complained to the State Journal, "It's very difficult for a physician to know when he or she is in compliance with the law." Of course, the law is not at all vague, which is why Planned Parenthood, at least for now, is saying it will not be performing chemically induced abortions. The law takes into account three realities the abortion industry sidesteps. Number one, at least 14 women in the United States alone who have taken RU 486 have died, and hundreds more have been injured. Two, by not having the abortionist on site, so-called webcam abortions, an already dangerous abortion technique becomes even more threatening to women. And three, women are coerced into having abortions. The law does not ban the use of RU 486. It says that if abortionists are going to employ this dangerous abortion technique, they must be in the same room as the mother. Barbara Lyons, executive director of our affiliate, Wisconsin Right to Life, noted, "People mistakenly believe that women who have chemical abortions pop a pill and magically they are no longer pregnant. In fact, FDA protocol for use of this two-drug regime advises 3 to 4 visits to the abortionist with close supervision." Barbara also observed, "With the advent of webcam abortions now taking place at Planned Parenthood clinics in Iowa and Minnesota, instead of this close supervision, women discuss their abortion over a webcam without a physical exam by a doctor. Planned Parenthood envisions bringing webcam RU 486 abortions into local communities, but not in Wisconsin, thanks to Act 217. National Right to Life's Director of Education and Research, Dr. Randall K. O'Bannon, helped explain the dangers of RU 486 and the rationale behind Wisconsin's Act 217. It has been clear since Planned Parenthood first began agitating for RU 486 in the 1980s that the organization saw the chemical abortifacient as a key to the expansion of their abortion empire, especially into rural areas. When its ever-growing Iowa affiliate began doing RU 486 abortions via webcam in 2008, a lot of Planned Parenthood affiliates saw a way to bring abortion to some of their smaller, more remote, more lightly staffed clinics. That meant not only more abortions, but a steady stream of revenue, as long as none of their patients got hurt. Now, though, after at least 14 women who have taken the abortion pill in the United States have died, and hundreds more have been injured, those who truly care about women have begun to take a second look at this heavily promoted abortion drug, coming to the entirely rational and responsible conclusion that this is not a drug that a woman ought to take without a doctor's direct supervision and stricter monitoring. Planned Parenthood apparently wants to avoid both that responsibility and comply with rules that will stand in the way of finding new customers and increased revenue. When they do pull this deadly drug, the women of Wisconsin will surely be better off, and that will most certainly be the case for their unborn babies. As always, we've provided a wealth of resources at prolifeperspective.com. Please take a few moments to log on and check them out. Then take a few more minutes and forward them to your friends and loved ones. One-on-one educational efforts like these help us change hearts and minds every day.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.